this morning is Less is More. And no, the title didn't just come to me by looking at the empty seats here. Actually, talking to a very close friend of mine, and he made that statement, and it just stuck in my head. And I finally realized the reason it was sticking there was God was opening something up to me. God's realm is so much different from this natural realm that we live in. The natural realm was created by his realm of spirit. And in our journey spiritually, we're meant to discover the principles that operate in the realm of heaven and spirit and allow those principles to operate and manifest in our life here on earth, thus fulfilling the scripture, we're in the world but not of the world. We, by nature, are very conditioned to the saying more is better, to accumulate, not just things and stuff, but we build walls and defenses, and we do so much to insulate our life from the pain that we fear might get in. This started in the garden when fig leaves were used to cover up shame. It's very much a part of human nature, instead of dealing with the shame that needs to be exposed to the light, to cover it up. And we develop personalities, walls, defenses, to cover up that feel those feelings of shame so we don't have to see them. So in this realm, we're taught to add layers and layers and layers. And really, the more layers we add, the further we move from the truth and really knowing who we are. The way God moves in the spirit is he strips away to get to the core of what's really valuable. We have this treasure in earthen vessels. God wants us to see the treasure, and he wants the treasure to manifest. So his spirit is always cutting through the layers of defenses and the walls that we put up and all the things that we accumulate to protect ourselves, because we don't need any other protection but the power of the Holy Spirit. But his ways are not our ways. And often we are resisting God because it's painful. We don't want to be exposed. We don't want to be transparent. Why would we not want to be exposed? Why would we not want to be naked? Because of the shame. Being naked is not the problem. It's the shame that needs to be exposed to the light. There's therefore no condemnation. There's no shame for those that are in Christ Jesus. We see this in Gideon chapter 6, and we've mentioned this in a previous word, when the Lord called Gideon, I was going to say Gilligan. We don't want to. Gideon. Chapter 6, verse 12, the Lord is with you, O valiant warrior. And this is the first problem we have with God. This is how God first gets through to us. We begin to hear his voice. What he says doesn't jive with how we think about things. Gideon did not see himself as a valiant warrior. So he's in crisis at that point. God's saying something that he can't relate to. Well, God is looking through all the layers that Gideon has built up, and he's seeing the treasure that's there that he's deposited. The valiant warrior wasn't something that Gideon came into on his own. That's what God put in his heart. And so God confirms it with signs and wonders, you know, the golden fleece. And that's what signs and wonders really for the unbeliever are meant to bring them to know who God is and believe in God. But we need signs and wonders to strengthen the trust that we have in God. Amen. Basically, to help us get through the layers that block us from seeing who we really are in him. And you read in the 7th chapter, verse 2, it says, God says, there's too many people left in Israel. And if they go out, this is when they had the 32,000, they'll take the credit for the victory. Now, even with the 32,000, it says the enemy was just looked like the sand on a seashore. It looked much, much bigger than what Israel had. But God looked and said, no, I don't want them taking credit or thinking they did it. So he strips it down to 300. Here again is how the Spirit moves. Are we comfortable with this? Of course not. We know we need the power of God to accomplish his will. But we want God to be with all the things that we've built up. Kind of a We operate together, cooperate with God. I'll give my best, God, you give your best, and we'll get the victory together. And God says, no. I'm going to strip you down until you know that the only way the victory will come will be by my spirit and through me. Not by power nor by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. That's in Zechariah. So that process is uncomfortable for us. The stripping away, just like Gideon had to watch the 32,000 men dwindle down to 300. So at that point, he knew that unless God was out there fighting for them, they didn't stand a chance. Same with believers in this hour. We look at the world we live in. We don't need to look at to try to build up human resources, and we've got to plan strategies. We just need to see the power of God released. Nothing can stand before that. In verse 20, it says, they blew the trumpets, which is the word of God, speaking his word, and they had these torches inside of these pitchers. They broke the pitchers and held the torches up. Now, this is an important part of God's process of stripping us down. We have the light within, but something's got to break for the light to be seen and be effective. Something's got to break. And the pitcher's breaking is symbolic of God breaking our walls, defenses, ego. You can describe it 1,000 different ways. Whatever with each one of us needs to be broken so that God can be seen through us. But we don't like that word broken. We don't like the word weakness. Even though God says, my power is perfected in your weakness, we want to be fixed. Everything's got to be mended together. But God moves differently. Again, his principles are different in the realm of spirit. That which is most valuable to him, he breaks. And what is he breaking? The earthen vessel, the clay, so the treasure can be seen. Matthew 13:22, it says, the seed or the word that was cast in the weeds, with the weeds, is the person who hears the word, the kingdom news. But this is a Message translation. I love this. The weeds of worry and illusions about getting more and wanting everything under the sun strangle what was heard, and nothing comes of it. The word of God is spoken. And when it's spoken in the good soil, something breaks. We break. When it's thrown among the weeds, it means we accumulate it with all the other stuff, all our opinions, all our ideas, our doctrines, what it can be, all our religion. It's thrown in with all the stuff of our life. We're all busy. Life is complicated. And all these worries and the illusions of we've got to get everything we want choke out the life of the word. We need it to hit that good soil. We need to step out of ourselves, in a sense, and say, Father, I'm willing to be broken. Amen. The way this world thinks, the way this world works, is not going to bring forth your kingdom. What you see out there is going to continue to get worse and worse until the principles that God has established in his realm begin to operate more and more on earth. Matthew 14:19. Jesus breaking the loaves, he gave them to the disciples to give out. You know what this is about? The loaves and the fishes multiplying. Before he gave it out, that miracle of increase, he broke it. What's going to cause the miraculous to flow from our lives? We know it's got to be God. I can't do this. The multiplication, the things that the world looks at and says it's impossible. The miracle provision will come from people that are willing to be broken first. Then you give out from your spirit. God breaks the hard shell that blocks his light from being seen through us. We all have a shell. And that shell has to do with the image of who we think we are, how we want other people to see us. We develop a personality to strengthen that shell. we think, I need that shell for protection. And God looks at that shell and said, that shell stands between you and me. That's why you can't see me. So if we're willing, the Holy Spirit shatters the shell that really isn't us, so that we can know the truth of who God is and we can see ourselves the way God sees us. Luke 8:16 says, no one after lighting a lamp puts it under a container, shell, the human ego. But you put it on a lampstand in order for it to be seen. See, that container is that ego that's got to be broken so that the light that we all have, it's not that we don't have the light, but it can be seen. You say, well, oh yeah, I want others to see it, that lampstand. First, for you to be able to see it, for you to recognize how much God dwells in you, his presence, how much he loves you. Hebrews talks about the discipline of the Lord. I think it's chapter 12. It says, for those whom the Lord loves, he disciplines, not punishes. Punishment, being punished, is part of the thinking of this realm, the natural realm. You reap what you sow. Good behavior is rewarded, bad behavior is punished. And we know that society and cultures couldn't exist without these rules in place. But God's realm is different. God is not punishing people. Jesus took all the punishment on the cross. When God disciplines, it's his process of cutting through the shell and breaking something so that he can use it. He disciplines us because he loves us. Those whom he disciplines for our good, that we may share his holiness. Do we get the process? The discipline of the Lord can be painful because it's not the way we're thinking about things. But why is he doing it? He's breaking that shell so that we can share with his holiness. We can experience who he is. John chapter 15. I'm just have two more verses here. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already pruned by the word that I have spoken. This breaking process of breaking and discipline is pruning. We find that very unpleasant, don't we? We love being a tree. We love having fruit. And we go, why are you cutting the branches back, God? Why are you seemingly taking away from me? He prunes so that we can bear more fruit. And he said, you're already pruned or clean because of the word that I've spoken. That's how the word works when it hits the soil of a good heart. When it hits the right soil, it cuts off the unnecessary so that further growth can take place. Amen. Hebrews 4 says, his word is sharp as a surgeon's scalpel, cutting through everything, doubt or defense, laying us open to listen and obey. All things are open and laid bare before him. Here's the process of the Holy Spirit and his word. Sharp as a surgeon's scalpel, God knows just how to cut. He won't cut out anything that you need. He'll cut out some things that your mind thinks you got to have, but our minds have been conditioned by the age. We need the renewed mind to see what's really of value. But he's able to cut through the doubt and defenses, get to the core of who we are. What does it mean to be spiritual? It means that we can be honest. We're laid open and bare, transparent. That's what it means to be spiritual. It doesn't mean you're perfect. If you're still human, you're probably not perfect. But it's like in Revelation 22, the water of life coming out of the throne room. Do you remember it says it describes it as clear as crystal? It means there's clarity. We see things for what they really are. There's that honesty of heart. We can be honest before God. That's a spiritual state. And when we can be honest before God, everything can be brought to the light and be changed by him. Less is more. We let God remove that which he wants to remove. The end result is going to be more of him being evident in our lives. Amen. Lord bless you. Till we meet again next year. Amen.